有些人做节目是为了增粉，有些人做节目是为了赚钱，而我做节目是因为在一个周六的晚上，窗外狂风大作，而我正以一个非常舒服的姿势窝在沙发里听着歌看着书。那么这么一大段陈述句想要表达的中心思想是，我觉得生活特别美好，所以来和大家聊点闲话。大家好，这里是荔枝 FM 285937，在这里碰撞音乐，我是没事就来客串的主播 Alisha。每次听到动听的音乐时，就觉得这个世界的一切丑恶都是可以被原谅的。影子流鱼的《送你一颗子弹》真是说到我的心里去了。戴起耳机的一瞬间，十字街头来来往往表情冷漠的行人突然变得友善随和，车窗外堵得一塌糊涂的长队生生被抹去不耐烦的喇叭和咒骂声，而周一早起上班一颗想死而后已的心也渐渐复苏雀跃起来。这就是世间万物所不能给我的音乐的力量。如果把我放逐到无人的荒岛，只给我一个物品携带，我一定选随身听，就让我死在音乐里吧，也算是最后的浪漫。
How I survived the massacre, I'll never understand. I fought the fight as strong and hard as any other man. Yet I return as hero, while they return as ghosts. A heavy burden on the hearts of those they love the most.Take me back to the place where I used to be before I lived a lifetime. Show me all of the love that I used to see in the eyes of this lonely lover of mine.In the eyes of this lonely lover of mine. Now my reward is peace and quiet, of both I'm never sure. Sound of silence scares me senseless ever since the war. I drink away my memoriesToo vicious to be told. The hollow heart I carry now is no good for my soul. Take me back to the place where I used to be before I lived a lifetime. Show me all of the love that I used to see in the eyes of this lonely lover of mine. In the eyes of this lonely lover of mine.Thank you. take me back to the place where I used to be before I lived a lifetime. Show me all of the love that I used to see in the eyes of this lonely lover of mine, in the eyes of this lonely lover of mine, in the eyes of this lonely lover.
换作2015年以前的我，一定不会喜欢这么安静的歌，不会忍受在大周末的晚上居然悠然自得地窝在家里看书写字，也不会懂 Knowledge is a new sexy。 因为15年以前的我是喜欢 Justin Timberlake，喜欢 Rihanna， 喜欢跟着 Wiggle Wiggle 摇头晃脑的，是喜欢约一大帮人出来吃着火锅唱着歌的，是坚信 work hard 之后的周末一定要 play harder 的。总而言之，以前的我喜欢一切热闹嘈杂，深爱人声鼎沸。其实并不是一个怕寂寞的人，只是很享受在社交圈里做交际花的感觉。近一年来，随着年龄的增长，阅历的积淀，认知的叠加，越来越看到自己的不足，越来越需要一个人的空间来思考，来学习。宇宙确实是平衡的，前二十多年我想的太少，所以现在要开始还了。
Why does she make sure to be so immature about these things? I don't want you to change around it. In some time this love will end and all will be forgotten. Then yes, someday we will laugh about it. And you say it's alright, and I know that it's a lie. From the black in your eyes.You don't have to do this on your own. Like there's no one that cares about you. You don't have to act like you're alone. Like the walls are closing in around you. You don't have to pretend no one knows. Like there's no one that understands you. I'm not just some face you used to know. I know all about you.You should know that someone cares about you. I know all about you. Here I am still holding on. You're finding ways to break the bonds. They're stronger than you realize. You can say that I've not tried. I've let you down, left you behind. But you're the one who's saying goodbye. And you say that it's alright.And I know it's a lie. From the black in your eyes. And you don't have to do this on your own. Like there's no one that can that it's alive. From the black in your eyes.
我曾经和朋友说过，学会的东西越多，越来越觉得自己无知。当时还打了个比方，也许不大恰当，把他给绕晕了。我说，人的知识好比一个圈，你每学会一个新的事物，那就是圈上的一个点。当你踩在这个点上自鸣得意的时候，万万没想到，它只是你的知识圈和另外一个圈的切点。所以当你得到的切点越多，你看到的未知圈也就越多。这就是发现自己越来越无知的原因。其实此时的我因为语言的贫瘠表示抓狂，恨不得能拿张纸把这个想法画出来讲给你们听。如果还是无法理解的话，
你的意思是怪我了，什么都是怪我了。
你的意思是怪我了，什么都是怪我了。
There's a nail in the door and there's glass on the lawn. Tacks on the floor and the TV's on. I'll always sleep with my guns when you're gone. There's a blade by the bed and a phone in my hand. A dog on the floor and some cash on the nightstand.
When I'm old
enough, the demon stops.
Soon
想到刚刚略过的 Knowledge is the new sexy， 是想和各位女性同胞聊聊择男友的事情。现在的我好像更能理解为什么有才华是男人很重要的一个魅力点之一。当你看到一个男生可以旁征博引，通晓古今，看得懂金融股市那些奇怪的线，说得清职场上的坑蒙拐骗，心机不可测，你会发现他突然发光了。不是因为鹿晗那种帅气，不是因为 Jason Statham 那种肌肉，更不是因为王思聪那种雄厚的家产。他因为他的思维，他对世界的认知，他对事物的看法而发光了。我想15年前的我一定也听不懂这段话，因为作为一个白羊女，我很肤浅。比如 Friends 里面的 Ross 和 How I Met Your Mother 里面的 Ted， 其实长相都一般，性格也有娘炮的一面，却有很多女生被他们所吸引。为什么呢？除了因为他们是主角，有主角光环之外，我觉得当 Ross 在谈历史，当 Ted 在聊建筑的时候，他们都是发光的。因为他们的思维而性感，而变得越来越 attractive。
Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure rang true. Seems it never rains in summer.
其实今天这个节目聊的没什么重点，没有介绍歌手，没有聊电影，只是简单的唠叨几句。有在表达自己对音乐无畏的热爱，表达对自己之前无知的鄙夷，表达最近对某人的一些欣赏。2016年，在我没啥心理准备的情况下就到来了。希望自己事业上有所建树，见识上有所丰富，人脉上有所深入。那至于生活嘛，现在就挺好的，继续保持吧。然后节目要做得更好，给大家推荐更多好听的歌。外边还在刮风下雨呢，还可以再听几首歌，然后好好睡一觉。谁说生活不美好呢？ Alicia 和大家说晚安啦。
生活都看开，爱情不过是一个